In February 1965, three bronze, casually dressed young men set off from California on the greatest adventure of their lives. Calling themselves the Walker Brothers, the trio coolly left behind a series of lucrative club and TV engagements. Just weeks earlier, they'd finally found their feet in the recording studio too, and their record label had high hopes for them. Now virtually on a whim, they were about to gamble everything. Well, the rest is history, and a new 5-CD box set is released this month containing pretty much everything they ever recorded. John from the Walker Brothers joins me now from his home in California. John, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, John. How are you?
So, I'm great. But I mean, the great thing with the Walker Brothers is none of you are called Walker, and you weren't brothers. So where did the name come from, John?
Well, I actually changed my name. My last name is Moss, and it's always been mispronounced, misspelled, everything.
I was looking at that. I'm thinking, I wonder how the heck he pronounces this.
Well, the thing is, that I went through my whole life with that. So I decided at about sort of 16 or 17, I started using the name Walker.
Yeah.
And when we decided to call the group something, nobody could actually think of a name. And for some reason or another, the Walker Brothers, we were actually called the Walker Brothers Trio for a while.
Yeah.
And that was in the early days before Gary joined us. That's, we had Tiny was playing drums with us then. And we were then known as the Walker Brothers Trio, which when we signed with the record company, we signed with Mercury Records here, they shortened the name to Walker Brothers. And that was the beginning of that. And it just sounded right, so.
So you stuck with it?
Yeah.
And even, you know, even when the other members of the bands went off and did solo stuff, they kept the Walker name, didn't they? So it must have been a good brand, as it were.
Yeah, everybody did. I don't know. It's just kind of odd. For some reason, it's just the name is just the name, and that's all there is to it.
And now, going back to the 60s, there were lots of, I suppose, boy bands around at the time. But you were a bit different, weren't you? You were a lot more polished than the other bands. You used big orchestral arrangements on your songs and stuff like that. You weren't just a bunch of lads with a guitar and a set of drums, were you?
Well, the thing was, we started out, we started out playing clubs as a trio, just particularly like everybody else, but I think the thing was, we always had a particular style of music. You know, when we played blues and things, we played it, but we played it with a little differently than a lot of people. And when we actually started recording, Nick Vinay was our producer at the time, and he's the fellow that came up with the song "Love Her." And he got Jack Nitzsche to do the arrangement. And Jack Nitzsche and Phil Spector and Sonny Bono and everybody all was kind of from that same school of music. And we just made big records. I don't know how we sort of got locked into that and carried on from there.
Now, you had all these hit records in the 60s, sort of stretching into the 70s as well. And then it all seemed to go a bit quiet. I mean, what happened to the guys after the Walker Brothers split up?
Well, everybody kind of pursued their own careers, but I did a lot of touring right after the group split up, and I made some singles and a CD. I made an album. Scott made several albums. Scott wasn't very enthusiastic about touring, so in the end, he actually didn't like touring. Period, and that was kind of that, and. So he stopped doing live performances, and I carried on doing live performances for about a year, and then I stopped doing live performances. I started wandering around the world a bit, went back to California for a while, came back to Great Britain for a while, and did some various things, and it all just kind of got very quiet.
So what are you doing now, though? I mean, were you making a living then, or didn't you need to carry on trying to make a living out of the music after the success of the Walker Brothers? Were you just doing your own thing and having a bit of fun then, John?
Well, basically, doing my own thing and having a bit of fun. Apart from the fact that, Scott and Gary and I reformed in the 70s, and we made three more albums, and that's when we had No Regrets out. And No Regrets was a hit,
a great song.
And the albums, did very well. So I mean, that sort of took care of that part of it. And then after we then kind of wandered apart again. Mm-hmm. And I moved back to California and decided I got very interested in recording. So I ended up building my own studio and learning actually how to make records as an engineer and with a view of like getting into production and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, needless to say, the learning curve is fairly horrendous when it comes to that kind of thing, because there isn't a book that tells you how to record. There's a lot of people that tell you that'll say
you've got to have an ear for it, though, if you're working in a studio, haven't you? It's down to having an ear for it.
Yeah, and it seems like you kind of have to have a fairly vast imagination. You know, you have to think of things that people haven't thought of, and mm-hmm. it's just, you know, I mean, just in the way of recording instruments, it's actually not as cut and dried as it appears.
So working as a recording engineer, if you like, producing records for other people, putting yourself on the other side of things, have you made a success of that, or did you give up on it?
Well, I carried on doing it, but right in the middle of all of that, in 2000, what I did was I wrote a bunch of, I was writing quite a few songs at the time. And so what I would do is basically as an experiment and part of my learning curve, I'd start recording them and see what I could come up with. And I ended up making an album in 2000, which, funnily enough, was not a chart success, but was a critical success, and that was released in England. It was really good for me, and I thought, well, you know, this is kind of interesting. And then several years later, I've stayed friends with Dave D from Dave D Dozy Beaky Making Titch. He and I've been friends for years. He called me up one day and he said, you should come up, you know, he'd been badgering me a little bit, saying, you know, why don't you come over here and tour? And I was saying, you know, come on, man, I don't want to do that. It was not that I didn't want to do it. It had been like 20 years, 25 years. I didn't really honestly believe that I had it in me to start with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a little apprehensive.
So did you do it?
I did it.
Yeah?
That was in 2004. And it was amazing. I forgot how much fun it was. We did lots and lots, you know, it was like 50-some shows. It was just an amazing thing.
And the box said that's out now, 5 CDs, pretty much everything you've ever done on there, stuff that's never been released before. How come that came about then? What made the powers that be think that now is the time to release it, do you think, then, John?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that it was 40 years ago or so that Sun Ain't Gonna Shine was the number one record, and they had this sort of 40-year anniversary of the Walker Brothers. And so they decided, they re-released a whole bunch of stuff. They re-released an album that I made earlier, and then they re-released the one previous to this, which was Scott Walker and the Walker Brothers, the Best Of. And now they're releasing this entire box set, which actually has, I didn't realize we recorded so many songs.
Mm. And I was pretty amazed when I started looking, to be honest with you. I started looking down the list, and I'm thinking, my God, these guys were prolific.
Yeah, we actually did a lot. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good. So, I actually haven't seen the box set yet, but I'm told that it's a really nice package. And
don't panic, John. They've used an old photo of you on there.
Well, I suppose they would have.
So you're okay.
It should be retro.
Okay. Well, I think you'll like it when you do see it. Will we ever see the Walker Brothers perform together again in any way, shape, or form? Maybe even a couple of you.
I really kind of doubt that because, I mean, you know, Scott's off in the direction he's off in, and it's pretty avant-garde, you know. He's not probably going to, I mean, he probably thinks doing the Walker Brothers would be going backwards, so,
you know. That's, okay.
I think.
In the meantime, though, as you say, 40 years on, we can enjoy that 5-CD box set that is out now. John from the Walker Brothers, thanks for joining us today here on BBC Radio Jersey.